Every so often, as I drive out of our place at Holloway's Beach, I'll notice that the council has yet again trucked in mounds and mounds of sand to help fix coastal erosion down there at the Holloway's foreshore. But it's not just Holloway's, of course. It's right up and down the Cairns coast, right up and down the eastern seaboard. In fact, coastal erosion, certainly not an issue confined to Cairns. And it just seems a perpetual problem, doesn't it? Where, what do we do? Do we just keep trucking in massive, massive loads of sand every 6 months or whatever it is? It seems a bit crazy to me. But anyway, to dive a little bit deeper into that topic, I've put in a call to Javier Leon. Now, Javier is a senior lecturer in physical geography at the University of the Sunshine Coast. Very, very interested to have a chat to him. It's obviously a very big topic, so we're lucky to grab a few minutes with him. Javier, thanks and welcome to the King Review. I just wanted to get your thoughts first of all. La Nina, it's happening right now. It's upon us. Your thoughts, how do you think around how that will impact the eastern coastline?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a very interesting and I'd say challenging season we are facing. I mean, down here on the Sunshine Coast, La Nina is very present. And down in New South Wales, you can ask anyone around there, it's very present. So they've been experiencing above average rainfall for the whole year, really. Up here, it's not that bad in terms of rain, but when it comes to waves, it's been a very peculiar year. I mean, like we are, you know, October, and we've had already a few significant wave events. Mm. One is actually coming like on the Monday. So we are already seeing the effects of this event, and it has been impacting our coast because it's been nonstop. So it's been happening for 3 years now. The beach hasn't had that time to recover. So all of that sand that gets kind of like washed offshore with the waves, it tends to come back under calmer conditions, but most systems have not had the time to actually recover. So now we're heading into what's forecasted to be a very active summer with our sand levels very low, like kind of like the whole beach looks very narrow, flat. The dunes look very eroded. And this is a time of the year where we should be seeing the opposite. So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting season.
Now, Javier, my story there in the intro, where it just seems every few months or 6 months that I drive out of our place at Holloway's Beach, you'll see truckloads of sand being dumped on the side of the path, and that's obviously there to replenish those washed away dunes. I mean, what is the latest thinking? What is the way forward? Can we address this problem long term, or is it literally just a matter of spending the cost, Javier, the cost to ratepayers and taxpayers to constantly replenish this sand? I mean, what's the answer here?
For such a complex issue, of course, there's not an easy fix or an easy solution. There's never going to be one. So I guess it comes down to kind of like a case-by-case solution, right? And on some places, you need to protect the coast whatsoever. Like, doesn't matter, you know, what you need to do. You need to, on some cases, you need to protect. And actually, on some places, there's nothing more you can do except keep pumping sand or even building kind of like hard structures like seawalls, which are kind of like, personally, my least favorite solution.
But yeah, they don't look good, do they? We've got a suburb here in Cairns, Mations Beach, which is next to our suburb of Holloway's Beach, and they've got those big rock walls. And you're right, it doesn't look good. You can't really use the beach as well.
Exactly. And the big problem with those structures is that they are really good at protecting everything behind them. But anything in front of them, the beach, usually goes away. And actually, there's a lot of evidence pointing towards that these type of structures actually accelerate erosion. So
right.
At the end of the day, you end up with a wall, no beach, and we know that the beach is the best protection, right? Because it moves and it adapts to the energy. So it's our natural protection and it's really good. So if we lose a beach, then it means that structure, for example, that seawall, will kind of like be exposed to the storms or whatever comes. And that's a problem as well, because with time, we need to kind of like keep like maintaining them. And that's not a cheap thing. So at the end of the day, it's it's a fix, but it's not necessarily a long-term solution. So what is a solution? Well, I mean, there's a few. So we can renourish, and I think renourishment, so putting sand, artificial sand, is a good option. Again, not a long-term solution, but at least you are tackling the issue of replenishing a beach and keeping the beach there, which most people like and want, and also offers a layer of protection, right? So it's a win-win there. Of course, on the long term, it creates this addiction. Like, we get addicted to renourishment, and that is an issue. And back in the US, for example, where they have in place a lot of big, kind of like large-scale project, renourishment projects, it's a lot of money going into it. And the big problem is that people, it creates a false perception of security. So people tend to think that it's all good. So they can develop, they can build closer. And eventually, when that sand either becomes too expensive to put it there, or for some other reason it stops being put there, then you have an even bigger issue. So renourishment is definitely not a long-term solution. So when talking long-term solution, I am of the opinion that managed retreat is our best bet.
Right.
Yeah, and when I say managed retreat, there's a few ways. So it's not one thing. So managed retreat can look like planning. So, for example, if there's nothing built, then not allowing anything to be built, of course. But if there's things that are already there, built on areas we know are going to erode, so erosion-prone areas, we can stop allowing more development and slowly but surely retreating from that area. So, for example, replacing areas with parks, which doesn't matter if they get eroded, or at least it's not a bigger issue. So that's how managed retreat looks. It's not necessarily kind of like pushing people away from the area. It can also look as buybacks. So sometimes it's actually more cost effective to buy back the property and then replace that. But again, managed retreat is more, I guess it's easy to propose, but really hard to implement, because who wants to move? Who would like to move to another place? So it is a really challenging issue. But again, that if we talk long term, I think on some places that are experiencing chronic erosion, that meaning that beach is going to erode with time and there's nothing you can do about it, then maybe managed retreat on those cases is our best solution.
Wow. And as you said, it is a case-by-case, place-by-place, you know, solutions. But wow, it's not going away. Mother Nature is always going to find a way. So just an absolutely fascinating topic. And like you said, weighing up the different costs.
Yeah. And also, I mean, like, and we've known this for a while now, but I guess the pressing issue right now is that now we have a high certainty. So we are very confident that the next few decades are not going to stop. On the contrary, like we're heading into this kind of like times where we will see more cyclones, we will see bigger storms, we will see waves approaching from a different direction. So I think the best approach is letting the coastal system do what it does, which is be dynamic and move. And we need to accommodate to that.
Adapt to that.
Exactly. One last thing, because that's probably the most important thing, is like all of these changes are being exacerbated by climate change. And there's no doubt about that. So, of course, the first thing we need to tackle is climate change. So we need to cut emissions now. And that's the number one thing. Once we solve that, or as we solve that, we also need to work on our adaptation. So it's a long road ahead, but I am confident that, you know, we have now that information, we have that technology, we have all of these things we're on a good place to actually do something about it.
I get the sense you're going to be a very busy man, Javier, over the next couple of decades.
There's one part of me which, you know, it just finds this all so fascinating. But of course, when it comes to real kind of like impacts onto people's property, then it's something that you know, it's quite urgent. So it's these mixed feelings. But yeah, I think we are on a really good position to actually tackle like what's known now as the biggest challenge you know, humans have had. So, yeah, I remain optimistic.
Very good stuff. Fascinating insights. Dr. Javier Leon, a senior lecturer in physical geography at the University of the Sunshine Coast, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
Thank you.